find yourself a posture. And let me explain to you. Once again, let me guide you once again through the posture that we were practicing with last week. Inhale, feeling at the base of your posture, the hips and thighs are becoming heavy and grounded, sinking into the seat. Exhale and let the spinal column elongate upwards. Let the shoulder blades release onto the back and become aware of sitting right over the center of the triangle formed by your pubic bone in front and the two sits bones that support you. You're seated over the open space in the center of that triangle. So let yourself settle into it. And then take a moment to circle your torso so that you become aware that there is this line, this central meridian line that you actually can become slightly aware of as you circle your body around it. It's the core. And of course, it's, as we know, the Sushumna Nadi, the central channel, runs parallel to the spinal column. It's within the subtle body. It's not a physical core. But just as the spinal column is the core of our nervous system, the Sushumna Nadi is the core of our subtle nervous system, which consists, again, I know this is not news to most of you, it consists of a web of channels called nadis, which carry pranic energy throughout your entire body, and which also connect you to the subtler realms of reality. One of the most significant pieces of chakra lore is that the human body, including the human subtle body, is made of the same five elements that form everything in the universe. That just as there's solidity in the earth, there's solidity in the bones and flesh of our bodies. As there's fluid in the oceans, there's fluidity in our blood and tears and mucus. Our bodies have heat or fire. Our bodies contain air in the form of breath. And there's space inside every atom and molecule. And again, you know, those of you who are sophisticated about chakras know that the earth element is associated with our ability to experience rootedness, the water element with healing, the fire element with confidence and willpower and action. Also happens to be the fire element, the seat of the goddess Durga. So by calling forth the subtle elements in this chakra practice, they actually balance ourselves physically, psychologically, and spiritually. Again, I know that I'm talking to a group of people who are very familiar with the chakras, but I also want to ask you to just find them physically as we start this. Finding the root chakra at the base of the body, below the coccyx, just in front of the coccyx, within the perineum, that ridge of flesh between the anus and the sexual organ, the center of the earth element. Just touch it with your finger. And if you want to activate your sense of presence there, the best way to do it, I find, is to do Kegels if you're a woman, like contracting and releasing your vagina, or that gesture that men do when you stop the stream of urine. It's the same contractive gesture. Or contracting your anus, just making a short, a very brief mula bandha in a lock. The idea being not that we hold these locks, but that we use them to activate our sense of this chakra. And then bring your attention and your hand up to the lower abdomen, about five finger widths below the navel, just above the pubic bone, or just even parallel with the pubic bone on the inside of the body. And to activate this, or to activate your sense of it, just try slightly toning the muscles of your lower abdomen. This is the center of the water element, and it governs our reproductive organs. I actually believe, and it's my experience, that sexuality as such is in the Muladhara chakra, and that the second chakra, the Swadhisthana, is really about generativity and healing. In other words, the fruits of sexual engagement rather than the sexual engagement itself. And of course, this is physically the center of the uterus and also of the prostate. I know that in the male, the storehouse of sperm is hanging slightly below the body, but there's a part of it that's also inside the body. The third chakra at the region of the navel is the fire center. Physically, it governs our digestive system, and it's psychologically, it's a center of personal will and the capacity for action. And as I said earlier, it's the seat of Durga, Durga's Shakti. The Muladhara is, there are various deity energies in each one of these chakras. And in the Muladhara, the Muladhara is the seat of Brahma, the creator god, because this is where the human body comes into creation. It's also the seat of Ganesha, the elephant-headed deity. And, of course, it's the place where the resting Kundalini hangs out. The second chakra is connected to Lord Vishnu, the sustaining power of the universe, and his Shakti Lakshmi. The third chakra to Durga and also to Agni, the fire god. The heart chakra, so again, in activating the third chakra, it's very helpful to draw in the navel and start to feel its presence behind the navel. And the heart chakra, of course, is, we're not finding it in the physical heart, but behind the breastbone, in the center of the chest. It's the center of the air element of prana. It governs the heart and lungs, and it's very much, as most of us know, it's what's often called the assemblage point. It's the place where most of us feel most personally seated. You know, when we point to ourselves, as often said, we point to the chest. The fifth chakra is at the base of the throat. It's associated with the ether element. It's the center of speech. And our intuitive creativity is associated with this. The sixth chakra is in the very center of the head, in the space corresponding to the space between the eyebrows. It's the center of mind and of higher intuition, visionary experience. And the crown chakra at the fontanelle, the place where the baby's soft spot is located, also extends beyond the head to a spot around 12 finger widths above the crown. And when we're able to enter that space, or specifically when the rising Kundalini enters that space, we actually enter the domain, the pure domain of the highest self. So thank you, those of you who are already familiar with the chakras, thank you for tracing them up the body. And if you've fallen out of your upright posture, once again allow it to firm. And sense the presence of this slender column of energy extending from the base of your spine up through the crown, the subtle axis of your body. As the breath flows in, let your attention move down this column towards the perineum. As the exhalation rises, let your attention move up the center of the column towards the crown. Don't worry about trying to visualize the central channel. It's very, very subtle. and we kind of can't make it up. But as you let the breath carve out this pathway between the Muladhara and the Sahasrara and allow the breath to move you along it, it begins to become more and more open, more and more familiar. And you can actually begin to center yourself there, because it really is the true core of your being. It is your true center. So as the breath carries your attention down towards the Muladhara and up towards the Sahasrara, place your attention in the region of the perineum and imagine that you're sitting on a beach ball of energy that bisects your hip bones. And also enters the earth, so that you're literally seated on a ball of earth energy, which is at once subtle and deeply grounding. You're supported by this Pilates ball-shaped field of earth energy at your base. And with the downward moving inhalation, your attention gets more and more deeply present to this region. And this, by the way, is how you ground. Not so much by putting your feet on the earth, although that's a good thing to do, but by tuning into this subtle region, which is the true Muladhara Chakra. Now sense that energy from the earth flows up into your perineum, into this space at the very base of your body. The energy is made of light. It has a reddish brown color. It's a deep rust, like red soil. And it's deeply nurturing and sustaining. So feel this energy spreading through your lower body, through the buttocks and thighs, the knees and calves and feet. See if you can feel the nurturing, solid, grounding quality of this energy. Feel sustained by this subtle earth at your base. Have this feeling, I am held and sustained by my mother, the earth. If the mind wants to leap up from that place, because sometimes it's hard to keep your energy there, just let your thoughts go and move down into the Muladhara with the inhalation. See if you can deepen your felt sense of the root chakra. And then becoming aware of the central channel, the column of energy that runs up the center of the body. Let your awareness flow a little bit up that column to the second chakra, the center in the lower belly. And again, tone your lower abdomen if you want to become more powerfully aware of it. This is the center of the water element. Can you feel your belly filling with the deep, calm water of a tropical ocean? Just as the ocean is the source of life on the planet, the water in your second chakra is the generative element in your body. It's the deepest source of creativity. And it is that water that becomes the source of the deepest healing you can experience. So with every inhalation, feel your awareness centering in the area of the lower belly, in the Svadhisthana chakra, the second chakra. Your mantra is, I am healed. Om Rim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. I am healed. The deep currents of the ocean within my second chakra hold everything that is needed to heal me on every level, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And with that profoundly positive understanding, inhaling down into the second chakra, feel that with the exhalation, your attention moves up the central channel to the navel region. And to find it, you might want to contract your belly, pull your navel in and out a couple of times until you actually get a strong physical sense of it. And then bring your awareness into the center of the body towards the back. This region of the third chakra is a circle of energy that extends through your body just below the navel to just above the diaphragm. And you're in the center of the fire element, the region of will and action. As you breathe into this center, let the breath fill it and notice the sensations there. If you have it's hard for you to feel your third chakra, use your imagination to kindle the fire there, feeling that there is actually a warm, blazing flame, an inner fire, giving off a gentle warmth, or perhaps revealing itself as soft glowing coals or as dancing leaping flames. Enjoy the warmth of the fire in your belly, the fire in your navel. And as you inhale, feel that the inhalation literally pours fuel into the flames, and with the exhalation, they rise and fill the entire region of your belly with light and brilliance and warmth and vitality. The thought is, I am filled with vitality. I am fearless. I am filled, I am on fire with vitality. I am fearless. Om Rim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. This is her place. She is the warrior mother who lives in your third chakra, your Manipura. Breathe in and out of the third chakra, feeling how incredibly enlivening and powerful this part of your body really is. Inhaling down into the warmth of the third chakra. Exhale, letting your attention flow upwards into the area in the very center of the chest behind the breastbone, the region of the heart chakra. And here, of course, all of us are more familiar, more intimate with the heart center. Even if we feel the heart is closed, which sometimes it just does, nonetheless, we know this place. So notice how the heart feels. Notice its energy. Let your attention with the breath flow around the whole region of the upper chest, touching the lungs and the heart, and really offering the mantra, Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha, into the heart. Feeling how the Shakti within the mantra expands in the heart. The heart is the center of air, the center of feeling, of touch. The quality of the air element is touch. It caresses us. It holds us. It embraces us. And of course, it's also the center of emotions. In the heart, our emotions can be purified and transmuted into compassion, into kindness, and of course, into love. Feeling the energy in the heart, imagine it filling with a gentle breeze that gently expands the heart with every inhalation and every exhalation. The color of the heart may be soft rose, like the color of a sunset. And as the air of the breath, the wind of the breath moves through the heart, sense it gently expanding and opening, expanding with the breath and the rhythm of the heartbeat. Let the air from outside touch the air of the inner heart. And allow yourself to recognize, I am loved. I am loved. I am moved by love. I am held by love. I am loved. I am love. Rest for a moment or two in the heart. As the air of the heart expands, your awareness flows upward through the upper chest into the region at the base of the throat. sense the energy, feel the energy in the throat. Notice if there's a contraction in the throat. And if it feels like there is one, like your throat is blocked or contracted, breathe into it and feel that with the expansion of the exhalation, it softens and opens. This is the subtle center of higher will and intention and expression and voice. And its element is ether, pure space. For so many of us, the throat chakra is the place where the issue of surrender to higher will is played out. So the contraction in the throat center comes from our wanting to hold on to the individual will, which is constantly being challenged by the truth that our lives are orchestrated by Shakti. And as the energy in the throat is purified and expands, we experience the spaciousness of our own essential purity and full alignment with the natural rhythm of the higher will of Shakti. And because that will is always to create, in those moments when we allow the throat chakra to open and relax, we become aware of the incredible creativity of our own being. So feel the throat area filled with space. It is open, it's empty, it's colorless, it wants to expand. So as the breath flows into the throat, as it touches the throat, allow the exhalation to soften and open any contractions in the throat chakra. And have the thought, I am inspired by the creative force of the Supreme Shakti. Shakti herself moves as creative flow, as creative speech through my voice, through my words, and through my thoughts. Inhaling and exhaling, sense more and more deeply the profound subtlety of this center, which is the place of creative inspiration. And as the spaciousness expands upward, your attention is drawn into the center of the head, to the space behind the forehead, behind the third eye. This is the chakra of the mind. And your experience here can be either of the thought-clogged individual mind, or the open, spacious, divine mind. the expanded mind of Shakti herself. Feel as though your head is the sky. Like that Magritte painting that some of you know. Your head has become sky. Absolutely open, free, and wide. Thoughts and feelings float by like clouds. And you feel the wordless knowing the unlanguaged, completely confident knowing that allows you to see into the seams of reality. Pure intuition. As you inhale and exhale into the sky of the head, there is no thought, but there is a wordless recognition that you are awareness, that you are the knower, that you are connected to all that is. Let the inhalation and exhalation widen and expand the sky of your mind. Noticing again, asking yourself, are there any boundaries here? Is there any place this mind cannot reach? And sense the knowing that recognizes that mind is limitless. And with the next exhalation, allow your attention to flow up through the crown, noticing that in the space above the crown, subtle illumination, a subtle sense of light particles. And for some of you, it may emerge as a blazing light, like the blazing sun, which is actually present in this region. For most of us, there's a sense of luminosity, which just as the sixth chakra, the mind in the sixth chakra, can expand into infinity, as awareness flows into that highest center, the mind becomes pure luminosity, pure light. Your awareness is, I am radiance. I am light. And you begin to become aware once again of the central channel and to inhale this flow of light down into your sixth chakra, into the sky at the center of your head. Inhale and exhale once again with a feeling that light is being drawn into the whole region of the head. Inhale now into the throat. drawing the light of the topmost aspect of your being into your throat, radiating your throat, inhaling and exhaling into your throat, empty of any flesh and filled with light. And with the next inhalation, allow the light to flow down into your heart. Exhaling, sense the light in the heart rising upward through the throat, through the head, and up to the luminosity above the crown, and then drawing more of that luminosity back through the fontanelle, down through the head and throat, and into the heart. Om Rim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. You're celebrating the light of consciousness with the mantra of the goddess. And with the next inhalation, the light is drawn into the region around the navel, filling your entire lower chest and all the organs there, filling your digestive system and the subtle fire in that region with the radiant light of your highest truth. Your entire belly is irradiated with luminosity. And with the next inhalation, your awareness is drawn to the lower belly, to the second chakra. And you sense the light flowing through the entire lower abdomen, purifying any old trauma or emotional residue there, opening the belly, to the kind of healing that is more than physical. To the kind of healing that generates love and peace through the world. Inhaling and exhaling. Feel the second chakra, the whole region of the pelvis, filling with light. And draw with the next inhalation that light down into the Muladhara, allowing it to flow through the anus, the sexual organ, and into the wider extended Muladhara below the body. Your body is filled with light, and your awareness now moves up and down through the center of the body, the inhalation flowing the light of the topmost center down through the body, through the central channel, down to the Muladhara, the exhalation flowing that light back up through the central channel, irradiating your entire body with the light of the highest center. You don't have to breathe. You're being breathed. The central channel, which is the true core of your being, which is filled with the Shakti of the primordial goddess. She is breathing you as your awareness flows down with the inhalation, up with the exhalation. And every part of your body feels its aliveness.